At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
People say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, and pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing. If I can't get it on my own, if you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
Before this is over, you'll get to motorboat them.
Yeah!
And that right is how we'll start the show. I will clip that in. Thank y'all for all listening to the Josh Terry podcast. I have never been in a room full of women before and regretted it more. Between lunch and just hanging out with y'all the past little bit, one, I realized how fucking vanilla I am. Two, y'all some nasty bitches. Three, I get why all you assholes are worth so much money now. I completely fucking understand. I'm gonna let y'all introduce yourselves like going around. So, Kaylee, start with you and drop your socials and all that kind of stuff. And then I don't know what the fuck's gonna happen.
Okay. My name is Kaylee Wilson and my tags are Kaylee Rayleigh Rue. And I know that's complicated, but I'm sure he'll tag it somewhere or I'll comment it somewhere. But it's K A L E I R A E L I E R O O. I've said that too much. But
you ain't even been drinking yet.
I've said it too much.
Okay, I am that teacher, Brianna Coppedge. Brianna Coppedge or Bree Coppedge on all socials.
You know, you're the first $1 million butthole I've been around. I saw that article yesterday. Somebody tagged me in it on Facebook, and I was like, she's doing my show this week. Yeah, she's a co-host. That's fucking cool. Thank you for coming.
It's me.
All right, next, Miss Bailey.
So my socials are Modern Day Housewife, and my name is Bailey.
That's your socials?
Modern Day Housewife, yeah, that's it.
Oh, Housewife, me.
Modern Day Housewife.
I did not think that's what your Instagram said.
My only fans is Modern Day Housewife.
Oh, well, you have to tell them that because people listen to me are not the smartest.
My only fans is Modern Day Housewife, and then my Instagram is Queen Cartier, so Queen, yeah. K-A-R-T-I-E-R underscore. And I just post my riding content, my cowgirl content, basically.
Yeah, that's what you do.
riding what?
You were one of the ones that after I did the show with her who added me.
Yes.
There's a lot of them, like a lot of people. And it was like most of them were fake. Like the majority of people were just super fucking fake.
No, we're real.
And then like I had to go through some of them. And I was like, okay, who's real? Who's not? Who's real? Who's not? And I saw yours and I saw your ass that's like pinned in the middle of the top of it. And I was like, she's not real.
No, of course it is.
I was like, she's definitely not real. Next thing you know, bitch is real.
Well, I'm real. And then on top of that as well, Brianna, and I are cousins as well. So that we're super real.
Welcome to Tennessee.
Might as well be. Yeah, Kentucky, Tennessee. Yeah,
y'all have a cool family is all I'm going to say. There's some good fucking genetics over there.
Our parents aren't saying that.
The OnlyFans reunion is the same as the family reunion.
You have no
Roll
idea.
Roll Tide.
Thanksgiving's going to be weird. Christmas, we're going to see. It's going to be interesting. Yeah.
You're going to meet some new cousins this year. What the fuck's going to happen? Pull that mic a little bit closer to you when you talk. There you go. All right, next, the whore from Canada.
Okay, let's be real. I'm not from Canada. I reside there.
You live in Canada now.
I reside there. I'm from Georgia.
Do you live there?
I reside.
Do you? Every night when you go to sleep, do you lay your head down in American soul?
I have a higher a higher like vocabulary, so I say reside. I reside. I do read my porn.
Well, fine.
I'm a smart bitch.
Well, fine. Well, I do too. I'm just going to call you an escort from now on instead of a whore.
Thank you.
There you go.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
My name is SJ. My socials are SJ 2 underscores basically. And then I think it's basically SJ on OnlyFans. I think. I don't know. I should know.
You should.
I should know.
This is a good opportunity, you know, for subscribers.
I think it's BASICLYSJ on OnlyFans.
I'll tag her later.
Yeah, she will.
There you go.
Yeah, she will. Well, in our threesome later. Yeah.
With Josh?
Ooh. No, with her husband.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Oh,
yeah, I'm not getting married tonight. So no, 1,000% not. Okay. I mean, I'll practice some shit, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't getting married.
I told you I'm best on my knees.
God, I've never met a woman that actually said that actually was.
Just wait.
Oh. Because I
this
mean
is
you've
one
already
of those
had...
hold my beer moments.
I've never met a man that said he was a giver more than he was a taker.
Amen, sister. Amen.
They're all like, I don't even get off until you get off.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and tell you. I believe that fucking is a race, and somebody's got to win and somebody's got to lose, and I'm the world fucking champion, baby. Like, I ain't waiting. You better catch yours when you can. All I can.
Who's Ricky Bobby's friend?
Cal Naughton.
I'm Cal.
Are you? That makes sense, because I'd probably shake and bake with you.
I'm in the part where he goes, hey, maybe sometimes you can slingshot me to the front, and maybe I can win. And he's like, but then how would I win? You know what? You're right.
The
and
fact
see,
that
that's exactly how I look
this,
at it.
Not even a minute and a half in, you know this is about to get.
Yeah, I can already see me blushing this entire time. It's gonna look like a fucking heart attack. All right, Sarah, don't forget you.
Okay, I'm Sarah Blake.
Can you not say it like you are fucking prom queen from South Georgia?
But she is.
Were you prom queen?
I am not prom queen from South Georgia because, let me tell you something.
Go Dawgs.
I would be wearing orange for the balls.
How's that working out for you right now?
It's working out. Let me tell you, in 2 weeks, I'm going to ask you the same question.
When we beat the fuck out of you guys.
We should make it bad. We're going to.
Okay, so my socials are on Twitter. I'm Sarah Cheeky One, and I think that I'm only Sarah Blake on everything else. So
yeah, you are.
That's what I got.
Y'all are doing wonderful.
I love your nose scratch.
This is gonna be a lot. So
we had a pitcher, Mark.
Sarah Blake.
So
do what?
Okay, it was a leader. It
I'm
wasn't
drunk.
A pitcher.
She doesn't acknowledge me. Sarah Blake.
Yes.
I love your nose scrunch.
I love your titties.
Right, like those titties be titty.
I'm the only fake set in here. Yours are fake.
Yes,
yours look so real.
No,
they look real
they
fucking
fake.
How many CCs are they?
800.
Big.
Oh, I love it.
I know. I can't wait to motorboat both of you later.
So this is my show, and. I didn't invite them here just to, you know, be them natural selves. Everybody that's been on here so far has got a good story to tell. I think when I voice chatted you the other day, Brianna, I was telling you how, like, I like the story behind people. Like, I don't consider any of y'all just ass and tits, even though Chef Kissed.
We have nice ones.
Chef Kissed everybody. But, like, I like the people getting to know who you are. Like, all of us hanging out today, doing fun shit and everything. Some of y'all are moms. You know, it's just cool. You're different. It's different walks of life. It's fun.
Sorry, mommy.
And when, what'd you say, bitch?
I said you could call me mommy.
Sorry, mommy.
I prefer MILF.
What now?
I prefer MILF.
MILF?
I'm the MILF next door. That's like legit my hashtag.
I'm a crazy trademark. Bitch. I prefer that one.
You wouldn't be able to tell that about you at all. The second I saw you earlier, I was like, that bitch is crazy.
She get wild.
100%. Yeah.
She loves hard, but goes crazy.
We're good. Rides hard.
Well look
I
at her.
Bree and I haven't been here in 8 years for a reason, because last time we were here was like too crazy.
No such thing as
are
too
we
crazy.
Telling that story already?
I think you can go ahead and tell it, because
it's amazing.
This is just y'all's show
day.
Today. I'm just going to fucking press the changer the whole time.
Listen, are we...
Well, we lived together for a while, and when we lived together, things got pretty crazy.
So the last time her and I were in Nashville together, I actually got kicked. Well, I got us kicked out of Coyote Ugly because the line for the bathroom was too long, and I decided to hide in a corner and piss on the floor, and we got kicked out.
It's the Christian thing to do.
Wow.
And right before this... Right before this, she had her tits out on the bar.
No, that was you. That was you.
Was that me?
Oh, wait, that I was thought we were talking about right now. I was like, wait, I didn't see any titties at any bar right now.
This crazy bitch was up on the, and then she's like, that was you. And she's like, okay, it might have been me.
But we were doing the, you know, the Coyote Ugly thing. You guys have been to Coyote Ugly here?
Yeah.
Yeah. We were doing the Coyote Ugly thing, and then it got the best of us. So we got kicked out. We honestly never came back. This is both of our first times.
Yeah.
Back.
Well, I'm not usually the first time, but I'm pretty good being the second. So
this will be a good time. I don't want this to be the last. It'd be nice. No, I don't want this to be the last. But we can't pee in corners this time.
The pee in corners?
No peeing in corners.
Well, there's other things we can do in corners, but don't worry, we won't piss in them.
We're grown.
I probably will, to be honest with you.
Are we?
Are we grown?
You're not at all.
Ever.
You're a child.
Never. Like, I am grown 2 weeks a month. That is it.
What the fuck does that even mean?
When I have my children, I'm grown. I step into the mama role. But when I'm not with my children, I'm a degenerate, and I know it. And I own it, and I accept it, and I love it.
I prefer feral.
Feral.
Yeah. It is feral. I am a feral human being. Yeah. Like, when I landed in Nashville, y'all, I'm not even kidding. Like, I was like a bitch in heat. I was like, oh, my God, these men down here. Like, I would hump the air.
The blue collar.
Have you guys ever played that game where you all get on Bumble and Tinder and you all invite, like, multiple guys to the same bar?
Oh, did you? Oh, have you ever played Tinder Roulette?
I'm married.
We should all do that.
Have you played Tinder Roulette?
No.
Okay, so you play with your friends.
Josh is all of a sudden like, guys, I think y'all.
I was going to download Bumble. I don't know what he's talking about. I was going to shoot my fucking shot.
No, have any of y'all played Tinder Roulette?
No.
Okay, so basically you're with your group of friends and somebody will yell out a number. So they'll say like 5. So on the 5th person, you have to swipe right.
Oh.
And
that's dangerous.
And if if it's a match, then you have to like carry on the conversation, no matter who it is.
What if he's not?
Let's just invite them. It don't matter.
No,
it don't matter. That's why you're playing. You're playing roulette. You're playing.
I mean, I'm hoping that we're in Tennessee.
I mean, I have been single for 4 years, so it's not working out.
I'm hoping we're gonna get some blue collar workers.
If I'm gonna get an STD, it's gotta be worth it.
Right. Amen.
See, I have a thing about germs.
1,000%.
Germs, so like I can't do that. I'm a selective hoe. I make them shower
that's
first.
Great. I'll bring 15 for you.
I swear to God, like I make them shower.
We're talking about initially, like if he's
you
ugly.
A bidet. You don't have ugly.
I don't know. You gotta shower all
bidet
of that.
Bidet is for the butthole.
I mean,
no,
but like,
does front
how do you?
Use
it
for
it
the
goes for the front.
No, my bidet does front and back.
What is the not for the
spritzer in the front.
Okay. Does it spray the schlong?
No, it'll spray like the goo.
Does it what? Does it spray the slong?
The schlong.
You are a mother. You are a mother. I want you to next time.
You can be dirty
too. Not that way, John.
Hey, I know. Probably from spraying slong.
Listen, a mother means that we're just experienced.
That's right. We're perfect.
You can't.
I didn't say you wasn't. I was just saying next time you have to refer to that with your children, make sure you say slong.
You're saying it wrong.
I say, listen, boys.
Way wrong.
It's schlong.
I ask
schlong?
Them.
Schlong?
No, no, no. Schlong.
I'm fucking saying schlong.
I don't ask my boys if they've got a schlong. I say, listen, boys. Did you clean your willies today?
Your willies?
Have you?
Okay, so as the mama boys, I have one boy.
I have two.
Okay, have you walked in on them?
Walked in on them what?
I found my son in the shower the other day.
No.
Just like,
I don't.
He's 8.
I don't look at that.
He's
eight.
What?
He's 8, and he was like, I was like, buddy, look, this
is totally
fine. You better
send him to juvenile hall.
No, I was like, buddy, this is fine. You're allowed to do that.
You said what?
Like, he can play with it and figure out his body all day long. I don't care, but like.
I think my boys are afraid to whack their willies.
I got water bills to pay.
1,000%. Your boy's not afraid to whack his willies. He hadn't figured it out yet.
I'm like,
that's all it is.
And I look at them and they're like,
how old?
She's crazy.
How old were all of you guys? I'm kind of changing the subject. How old were all of you guys when you figured out that you could orgasm?
I was divorced.
By yourself.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
So, like, 4 years ago.
I was 8 years old. When
oh,
I
was probably, like, 12.
What?
Yeah, no.
It was probably like an accident, 13. Yeah.
12.
I was 31.
It was in a pool, and it wasn't a jet. Oh.
What was it?
So this is gonna, the starting of this is gonna sound very Tennessee, but it's not.
As long as you don't say your uncle, I want you to tell the story.
Wait, I gotta say it. You're the only ten I see.
I don't know. It's adding up to 50 in this bitch right now.
So we're in my sister's pool. It's me and my big brother, and we're playing this game where we float a ball under our butt. We balance the ball under our butt, and we don't let it fall out from under us. And whoever lets the beach ball fall out first loses. Well, one day we get there, and she doesn't have beach balls. She just has boogie boards. And so what do? We put it vertical under us.
Oh, no.
So the boogie board's, like, really, like, making us. And thank God he wasn't in the pool at this moment. But he's out of the pool, and I'm staring at, like, the drain hole where all the bugs go and reside at, and I'm like trying, you know, practicing my skills, and I just remember I was looking at that drain hole at that moment in that pool, and I thought that's the only, like, I had the biggest orgasm, like,
stop it,
I swear to God. And I remember, like, being rattled but being like, I
don't want to ever be I don't want to ever touch a boogie board.
I thought it was only that.
How old were you?
8.
I was 32 when I fucking squirted.
Oh,
right. Oh, I didn't squirt. Not that I
had never done that before
of
in my life, and I was like, oh wow.
Right.
Like
that moment that when happens? You finally squirt, you're like, oh shit, I can do this.
Well, yeah, I know. It was like a monument, and I'm like, hell yeah, I'm that bitch. Like, I'm that you know, bitch. But damn.
But I'm the next one where it's like, I can bottle
this. Awesome. I want to high five you because I bet you've had a year.
That's amazing.
Weirdest happy
accident. That's not weird.
Ever.
That's amazing that, like, you've already figured out your body at 8 years old.
I've met a lot of people that have accidentally masturbated at such young ages, like girls humping their pillows, humping their sides.
I was not allowed to, like, even bring toys into, like, my life until I got divorced. Like, basically, I remember the first time I went out with somebody, like, post-divorce, and I was like, oh, my God, dicks look like that. They can be that big. Holy shit.
Not all of this, obviously.
Like, I didn't realize that they came in different shapes and sizes. Like, I didn't realize, and I was just like,
bitch, it's not one fits all. I mean, everybody's a little different.
But see, like, I grew up like a church girl. Like, I had no idea. Like, I was raised down in the South.
Can we talk about uncircumcised cocks?
They're underrated. I love them.
I love them.
I love you.
I love that.
Right? It's my life goal.
It's
to,
so.
That is like, I. No.
Oh,
no.
Man.
That's my goal, though. That
come to Canada. None of them are circumcised.
Oh, my God. That makes me so hot.
When I was French.
The French, yeah.
Yes. Circumcision is very.
It's like a Spanish.
It's very.
Circumcised is an American thing.
Yes.
Yes.
In Canada,
they're French.
Uncircumcised.
America.
Yeah. No. Oh, you're on the train. That's too bad.
I love, like, I love it.
Oh, sorry.
I love it. I just, they have to be hygienic. That's the only thing.
I would play nighttime, daytime with my exes. Oof. I was with him for the longest. Yeah, he was Cuban, and I would go, nighttime. Have you seen that video on National Geographic?
Josh's face, y'all, right now.
With the wings, and they do, like, funny voiceovers for these birds, and this bird, he just, like, goes and pops his head over his wings, and then he goes,
oh, no.
And the guy on the voiceover is like, nighttime, daytime.
I think I need a photo or an experience with it, actually. So
I'm not comfortable with any of this anymore. I should have done way more drugs before this started.
I can get on Bumble and find one.
We gotta find you one. Okay, yeah. No.
No, honestly, in Canada, you have to pay for the procedure, so most parents opt out.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What?
So most of the men that I have been with in Canada are not circumcised, and wow. I was like, oh, this is fun.
Nice.
Like
it gets like an extra inch. I think
like
they get bigger.
They do.
1,000%. It moves more, so it feels like there's more.
And I think it just looks hotter.
Do you
want to
experience it? I can get a strap on that has the.
Do I look like I want to experience it?
I'm not gonna lie. Yo. I would pay big money to see that. I would like buy a front row seat to see that.
There is zero chance.
You learn something new every day.
Don't knock it till you try.
You know what I don't need to learn today? Somebody fucking with my butthole. That's what I don't need to learn. Oh,
by the way, we had a very eventful Uber ride on the way back to our Airbnb. And that so poor Uber driver, we were asking Josh what his kink was.
What is it?
I want to know. And we don't know still to this day.
We still don't know.
Yeah, it was uncircumcised penis.
This isn't about me.
I feel like Josh doesn't have
And we were like, are you a tit man? Are you an ass man? He's like, asses aren't my thing. Like,
no,
First off, I did not say asses.
No, you said like butt play wasn't your thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't like buttholes.
You're experiencing anything crazy, if I'm being honest.
Let's think maybe tell us, okay, what's the kinkiest thing you've ever done?
Yeah, Josh.
Ooh, we're going to turn the tables.
Yes.
Interview you.
We are.
Hey, you're outnumbered.
Well, I'll share, but you're first.
Well, y'all shit's going to be like fucking
yours
the
is
Super
wild,
Bowl.
Okay.
I feel like Brace and I are
pretty
good.
I've had like a weird amount of threesomes.
Oh. Like a weird female, amount. Female.
Okay. Like a weird amount.
Two females, one male.
What?
So two females and you.
Yes.
Okay.
So
yeah, that's,
would you be open to like a male, male, female?
No.
Even if they're like Eiffel Tower and that shit.
No.
Really?
It is that new shit for me.
That's
like
too bad.
It doesn't. Like,
right. Like those are fun.
What a bummer.
I'm sorry, bitch.
Okay.
There's no, like, I just can't look at a man and be turned on at like, the same time. Like,
so, like, no like, gangbang.
It's nothing like, I even think that some dudes are good looking, like fucking Riley Green. I can't, I know there's good looking men. I know there's good looking men out there. I'm not
Riley
knocking
Green.
Nobody.
We'll soften you up. It'll be fine.
No, so, no.
Yeah,
so
that's definitely not.
Are there no gangbangs in your future, Mr. Josh Sherry?
We'll keep it real. There are.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Look. I do a lot of drugs now, and I drink a lot, and I'm around a lot of good-looking women. The right amount of alcohol at the right time can make me do a lot of fun shit.
Who has done a gangbang here? I want to know.
Sarah's not
a what?
Who does gangbangs, or who does trains?
So I've done a gangbang in a sex club in Atlanta.
I've died.
I also I have a bunch of like multiple kinks, but like I like to watch, but I also am a bit of an exhibitionist. I feel like all of us are because we're in this industry.
You'll try something once or twice, maybe three times even. Yeah.
I'm that kind of person where it's like, I don't know if I like something until I try it.
Right.
So like, and most of the time, like when you're a child and they tell you to like try new food, they say you have to try it three times before.
Yeah, three times.
Oh,
that's the goal.
No, you
that's
have to
three
so,
times.
So, so you treat dick like Oprah.
I do treat dick like Oprah.
I love Oprah.
Yeah.
You don't love okra?
Sarah's
like
over here
okra
being
a lot
Oprah.
More than I like dick, darling.
It's no, pointier.
But I'm the type of person where I want to experience everything before I say this is my thing or this isn't my thing. And so far I have yet to find something that isn't my thing. Actually, that's not true. Like I don't do potty play. That's just not my thing.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking,
no.
Hold on. What?
No.
Hell
no.
Time out. What is
potty play?
Y'all, what?
Think about it.
Why?
When do you? I'm Dommy, so I would
I'll piss on you in the shower because I think it's funny.
But I don't want
that's
somebody to do it on me.
Oh hell no!
What?
Like I would
like
do
golden showers.
Yeah, like I do a golden shower on somebody, but I don't want them to do it on me.
Golden showers me for you to take a shower because they think it's funny. It's like gonna piss on me, and I'm like, you motherfucker.
Yeah, that's always funny.
Yeah, I
think it's hilarious.
So
that's
I'm
like
on somebody. I'd have to hit you if you tried to piss on me.
Exactly. Like again, I will do it to somebody else, but I will not have them do it to me.
Yeah, that's a little. That's a little too degrading.
Gangbangs, go.
Gangbangs. Ooh. So
that's usually what they say is ooh.
Shoot. Yeah. Like trains and like glory holes. I feel like that's like so interesting.
That glory holes like are a great fantasy until.
Have you done it?
No. I watched the videos for it.
Yeah.
But I would love that, except for the fact that I have bad thought. I would have a bad thought of like, oh this is this.
Well,
is
it's
guy.
Not. It's not tough
this
because when
the,
you're
I
on your
my
are.
Thing is I don't
you're
care what the dude
knees,
looks like. I just want his
and
dick
you
to
can't
be clean.
You can't see the person in front of you and like dicks are just coming.
Oh
yeah.
Yes.
You just about. Like, oh no, I'm talking wait, about the Czechoslovakian glory holes. Where
I love those.
Lower body is outside.
Oh
of
no, no,
I've seen those on Twitter, and I'm
obsessed. She's talking about her mouth, not her pussy. But with that being said, I want to do that one. I want that one.
I
want to
do that one.
This has been the Josh Terry podcast, and we will catch you next time.
I saw that on Twitter.
We should go that way.
I saw it on Twitter where it's like it's a room and there's different positions. So it's like, but it was all gay men.
Sit there, stand there.
Yeah, and so it's like their legs are up or they're bent over or like there's just a hole and like for their mouths. And like I am so intrigued by that. I want to do it. Like,
yeah. Well, you can do that too. So like the girl can get into the glory hole and she can either be on her knees, like putting the dick in her mouth, or you can be bent over.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
like,
I want to do that.
Either way.
Oh my God. I feel like I tried out bend for me the over. Football team and Let's I made the JV squad. What the fuck is going on right now?
No. Like, varsity. Sarah's like, I had no idea that it was this level.
Wow.
No, you need to varsity. Scroll Twitter and
I fucking love it. I fucking adore it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay.
Damn. Teacher, he's been doing
what a
some
happy
things.
Accident if he had a glory hole one day and this
with her. I swear.
Yeah, that wouldn't be. It like, would oh, be fucking. No, what's
just
that
a
woman's name
behind this wall?
It'd be like Lizzo on the other side if it was fucking me. And then I would get a. And then I would get a fucking peek through the curtain at it.
But you know what they say about like bigger women.
Oh, big women suck the best dick.
Yeah, they try
harder. Yeah, there's. There's not even a question about that.
No, bigger women, like insecure bigger women, try harder. And it breaks my heart because I'm like, bitch, you're like a queen. Like, own it. Like, you're hot. Go for it.
A plus size woman will suck the soul out of you.
Yes, they will.
Suck the soul out of you.
That's why they will. From a former fat girl, yes, they do.
What do you consider to be plus size, Josh?
Yeah, what do you?
I think everybody's body's different.
Oh, that was a good fucking answer.
I don't think there's like a...
I've had men that I've looked down under me, and I'm like, this guy probably considers me to be plus size because it's like, like I'm eating him with just my.
I get comments online that are like, oh, speaking of, I just got hate mail the other day. Someone mailed me a dildo off of my Amazon wish list. And they said, I put it on my Instagram story because it was so funny. But they said, like, you fat fuck, like, you're the, like, most embarrassing person in the United States. Like, go fuck yourself with this dildo. They literally paid money to send me this.
And then
gift.
You say, thank you, sir. I will use this and I will fuck myself so hard.
Time
and
out.
Come.
I got a message to this guy. She is fucking hot.
Oh, she is not plus. Like, she is a snack.
Thank you for the
hating ass bitch did it.
I would give my left nut.
It wasn't a good one.
To be that size.
It was like Clone of Willy, and it wasn't a good one. It was like a little.
Yeah, his name is Donkey69, if you want to find him.
Like so clearly, Donkey69 has a very small
I think it's my gamer
dick.
Tag. I think Donkey69 is my gamer tag.
That's hot.
Now I'm trying to think if I got drunk and sent you a message.
Can I just say, we've got like a room full of some of the most beautiful chicklets I've ever seen. You guys all have such pretty teeth, and I was
grew
like,
myself.
You grew, I know, and I can tell that I, for the most part, I'm pretty sure that none of y'all have had braces, but they.
I
they
have braces
great.
For fucking forever.
I had braces too.
We'll
I used to be so ugly and fat, y'all. Like I'm not even kidding.
I was ugly like 4 years ago. I swear to God.
Same. When I was married, I was ugly and boring and just like gross looking. You would not put me. Yeah, I'll show you pictures. Like you could not point me out of a crowd 4 years ago.
Fuck y'all. I've always been hot.
Yes, you have, Mr. Terry.
I came out
Sarah's
the womb
always been a
looking
snack.
Just like this. Just like
no,
this.
No, I'm fucking with you. I'm not
but no,
never.
Right.
I'm just letting y'all go do your thing.
We were just like the party girls, and everyone like made fun of us
they were
because
really
I mean, honestly, we were like.
We were crazy
from like a young age.
Yeah, okay, but like when y'all say crazy,
I mean like we were like 16 at like barn parties, like taking our tops off.
Okay, so
and
that
like
must
riding
be like a Midwest
shoulders.
Thing because down south in Georgia we call those field parties, and we were also naked.
Yeah, that's what
parties,
we were doing.
Barn
okay,
parties,
but like
yeah.
we were like the most.
We
edgy.
Were doing too much.
There's no such thing as
we
too
would,
much.
Like, get into ATVs.
Oh yeah,
wreck
that was in high
we
school.
Would, like
that's down south, baby. Like Josh, you. You know what I'm talking about.
No, we were some
what?
West. We
like
were
field
some
parties down south in Georgia.
Of course I know what a fucking field
party
is.
Yeah, but like
is.
We were wild too.
Oh,
everyone was showing
truth.
Their titties.
My parents facilitated it. We had a party out at our river cabin that my stepdad
oh,
owns.
Yeah.
And her mom owns. Like, yeah like
you
they facilitated
titties
it.
At 16.
I had,
this is true.
Like
yeah.
D-sized
oh,
titties
we
at,
had
six,
like,
at 12.
I had.
We had a friend who like.
There's a single person going to listen to this shit.
I know. We got.
I'm in the fucking room and being like, I don't even want to.
Is there some?
Yes, you do.
Is
you love us?
Is there some like other question that you?
Oh yeah. Should we get back to the interview, guys?
Specific question. We'll get back on track. Maybe you can.
For how long?
What was my ACT score?
I don't give a fuck. I think it's funny. I actually think it's really good. I just wanted everybody to like a drunk show, hang out and everything.
Has anybody seen a teacher or former teacher or former, like just someone from their school district out and about at a bar after they've been out of high school?
Yeah. No, but my kids have the hottest
experiences. Ooh,
please tell us about this.
We had a, I'm not going to say her name. She's married now. But she was our economics teacher, like her first year when we were in eighth grade, or not eighth grade. That sounded really creepy. When we were 18. And she quit teaching like 2 years later. And we met at a bar and just had drinks and shit. She's only like 6 years older than me. And we dated for a little while.
So I'm curious, how does everyone feel in here about like teachers having an OnlyFans?
I think it's badass.
I think you guys don't get paid enough. And you guys should absolutely be making money any other way, because most teachers 100%. I know are the most selfless, giving, like, as they buy shit for the kids with their own money. Yeah. And they'll let you know, of course. They'll be like, sure. I bought this.
But, like, as a mom of four, like, all my kids are age, like, school-aged kids. They're all in school. If I found out that my kid's teacher had a private life outside of them educating my children... I would high-five that bitch every single day. I'd bring her Starbucks. Because the fact that she is able to not only educate children, but, like, hustle on her own and have her own private life, to me, that is something that I want my kids to be around.
Yeah.
That is drive. That is experience. That is hustle that, like, most people don't have.
Yeah.
And I commend that 1,000%.
Yeah, I definitely respect that opinion. I feel like it's so frustrating when people say, like, morally, this is not the person that should be leading, like, our youth, like, our students, our kids. And I'm just so frustrated with that
statement.
Well,
you can't define morals for everybody.
Exactly.
What you get told is morally?
Yes. Yeah. Yes,
oh, my
absolutely.
God. What are these parents doing? The dad's fucking...
Like, the dad's subscription. The dad is subscribing to your OnlyFans is what
and
it
is.
And
the mom is fucking zanned out. And you're teaching their kids because they don't know what the fuck is going on with each other. So thank you. Because, I mean, honestly, like she said, I have four kids. School age, they're in school, and if my kids' teachers were doing OnlyFans, I would say, hell yeah, more power to you. Mm-hmm. Fucking hustle that shit.
Yeah.
Because you deserve it. Regardless, you don't want student loans. Two, you don't get paid enough to do what you did. And
I would say teachers don't make near what they should in this country.
We learned that during COVID when I had to teach my kids, and I was like, fuck, sure. I don't know.
My kids didn't learn anything for 2 years.
Yeah. So I said, fuck this. Like, I can't do it. I'm sorry. I'm not a teacher. So that is so wrong if there's any moral basis, because like Josh said, there's no morals in this fucking world. Everybody wants to pretend they have
morals. It's not that there's not morals.
But
it's not that there's not morals. I can't define your morals.
Exactly.
Yeah, like you can't define what I find morally okay.
Right.
And I can't define what you find morally okay.
Well, we all grew up differently. Exactly. We all grew up with different raisins and different like exposures to different things. And I feel like we're all generally the same generation. We were raised by the baby boomers.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a generation that is extremely conservative. Doesn't matter if they're northern, they're southern, whatever. It's the men went out and worked. The women stayed home. Mm-hmm. They provided, they nurtured, all of these things. And those women, truly, if you look at your parents, your grand, like your moms or your aunts or your uncles or whatever, or not uncles, but your, you know, the maternal side of your family, they have lost their identity. Mm-hmm. Now that their kids are grown, they have no identity.
Mm-hmm.
And we, as millennials, have found our identity within our sexuality. And that's not something to be shamed, but society is telling us that we should feel shame about it. And that's what we do in our personal
life.
No, that's
when the
door is shut.
It's not society.
It is.
No.
It is the older
It's not society. Wait. It's a select few.
No.
It's not. Like, the fact that even any of y'all have made money off of OnlyFans and done well, you can't say it's society.
No, but
you get the bullshit from a select few. And what's bad, and just like in any little town, and most of us live in little towns, the old way is what runs it, and they're going to make things look bad than what it actually is.
I disagree just a little bit, and not because, like, what you're saying is wrong because you're right, but she's also right as far as even though we get paid for it, and, like, we've made money off of it, those are the same people that will turn around to their wives and go, "This, look at this dirty whore. Yeah,
look at
this
her. She's nasty. She's gross." Yeah. But they will pay us hundreds of dollars a month.
It's because they're not admitting their... the things well, that they want to
their desires okay. to their wives.
Well, I've probably told yes. all of you this at the one point. I think the only people that complain about other people's OnlyFans is one, is because they want to fuck fans. You and they can't. Mm-hmm. And two, it's because the wife found out that the husband's jacking yes. off to you.
Yep.
That's it. That's the yes. only people that, that complain in this world.
My motto in life is if men read more romance novels and women watched more porn,
dude,
there would not be no issues
is,
in marriages.
Love that. That is so
I
stupid.
Love that.
It's, I'm telling
that
you,
is
if they can
so
understand
stupid.
The other side, I'm telling you, women can be dirtier and more sexy. It is.
I don't love think that. So, though. You have to understand this. Okay. So the reason why all of us make so much money is because we're fucking fun. And
we
know
fun.
Who we are, and we don't give a fuck. The real yeah. world operates yeah. as if, okay, women are raised to marry the guy who can provide for you. And that guy who can provide for you is wearing our G-strings because he's a freak and he's got to marry fucking vanilla.
Oh, oh, this is so oh. hot.
Oh,
oh,
oh
shit.
Oh,
my God.
I'm glad this doesn't focus on my britches.
Holy
I didn't
oh
know,
my God.
I didn't know a pickle would get me hard, but goddamn,
mine.
Here we go.
I want one.
They're moonshine pickles.
Oh, I don't want one Jesus. Like that, though.
I'll split one. I just want to make out with Sarah.
I know.
I know, exactly. Sarah,
you can pass it along.
Oh, we're going to like triple share this pickle.
Oh, my
Once
God.
Again, I if I was doing this, I would get a crime. I would get so many felonies if I was
oh
to do
God.
This to y'all.
Oh
Jesus.
Look at how I used to look.
Mm-mm.
It's
I
okay.
Swear
no.
Bad.
We all have our faces.
I can't see you that far. I'm drunk and yeah. I'm blind.
Need to be.
And it's because we're old.
My yitties before.
No. Do your nipples still look like that? Shit. Can I see your nipples now?
Oh.
Who's your surgeon?
God.
Holy fuck.
Can we have sex?
Like, can I
shit.
Can I put my mouth on your titties?
Please.
Holy
do
shit.
It.
Once
do
again,
it.
If I was
do
to say
it.
That
do
shit,
it.
It's completely uncalled
just,
for.
Just do it. Put them. No. You got to
oh
stand. Put them
God.
In their faces. I just want to see it. I have to see this in their face.
Wait. Yeah, please motorbutt me. Please.
Jesus Christ.
I don't
we need a wide zoom.
Oh my God. She smells like sex.
We're going to all have the most ginormous girl on girl on girl on girl orgy.
Oh my God.
Josh,
hey, y'all just
plan?
Do me a favor. Do it in oh, here so I don't have to turn these position. Cameras off. Don't think I ain't beating off that shit. I promise
Josh
you.
Josh doesn't want to wow. pay our subscription fees.
No, he can't.
Just bring him here.
Well, no, me
way.
And Brianna talked about that yesterday, Miller, like why I won't. Like,
oh.
I won't pay.
Does
oh,
she have
it's fine.
Fight.
I'll send you a
does
free
she,
subscription.
She's beautiful.
She needs to have it.
She's absolutely stunning.
Why does she not have a site? She is so beautiful.
I don't know.
Brianna, where
everybody did, like I told you a while ago, you can't define somebody's morals.
Fair.
It's
okay.
just she sees it. She doesn't okay. dislike anybody that does it. She like got the same
can
outlook.
Can I moral at, her in the morals?
Right.
And
can
say,
we?
Hey,
can we peer pressure? She is very.
And
she's beautiful.
Like,
who are we talking about?
Brianna Miller.
Yeah, she's one of our buddies
on TikTok. She's
her
it's Brianna.
Talk her into being a hoe.
Oh,
let's do
I want to just. I want everyone to feel as good as I do.
Well, I mean, I'm sure she does. I'm sure a lot of people do like that.
That's true.
Once again, you just don't have to do it the same way.
No, yeah.
I feel
enough.
Like we all enjoy it.
Oh, I?
It, like, for me, what I do when I'm out riding and I'm doing my topless photos
Wait.
And my topless videos, it's because I genuinely want to get naked and be out, like,
Absolutely.
In the sun and just be basking
I
in my nakedness.
Definitely
we all
enjoy
what we're doing.
Absolutely.
I love how she says when I'm riding.
I love to
yeah.
ride.
Yeah.
Too.
Tell
Where
them what
you?
You asked me to Ooh. Film when I, like, the first time that we talked about
okay,
you on
so
your
horse. I have this idea that I want to put a so where the horn of the saddle is.
Yes.
So it's right on top of the gullet. Uh-huh. So it's right between your legs. It's
horn
right here.
Of the saddle.
I want to put
but
a dildo on it. Yes. I want to put a dildo on it.
Do it.
And then I want to flip it on the backside and then I want to ride.
Are you
gonna
do it like
do
on
it.
A
why,
horse?
Why,
or are you gonna put it on like a fence? It's
why haven't you done it?
I,
why
well,
haven't
I've
you
done,
done
it everywhere
yet.
Else? But I haven't done it on my saddle. Like I want it on my saddle. But
can I be there?
It's very difficult. It's very hard. I'm gonna need someone to hold it. Yes,
I will
horse.
Oh, I will go. gladly hold that for you.
It's a lot of moving parts.
Do you need two people? Because yes. She can always.
Yes. Yes, I could use multiple people.
I feel like a Midwest
on the next
trip
season
is coming.
Of Yellowbone.
Yellowbone. Could you? That is the perfect porn studio. Josh.
But after Josh,
do y'all not realize I get paid for this shit? Like, goddamn, I'm not over here fucking fulfilling a hobby. I'm kind of funny, bitches.
Okay, so next question.
Yeah.
That is the
that's y'all asked each other questions because I don't know what to ask at this point. This train's been fucking derailed so much, I don't care.
I think it's funny, though, how like Josh has an Airbnb full of men, songwriters, all of these men. They have been all over this Airbnb since I got here this afternoon at 1. And there is not one to be seen right now.
They're like, fuck it.
Peace. Well, not that they're dumb. They just probably don't want to hear y'all like I do.
We're crazy.
Like two of them, though, like one of them's super happily married, like the cutest shit ever with Riley and Brittany. He loves
it. They have a baby.
He loves it.
Yes.
No, they don't. No, they don't. They're very happy. Like he loves. They love.
Oh, Riley's so talented.
And then Will's fixing to get married. Man, he loves Riley's his old lady. So, yeah. Dude. I'm the only single one, so that is why I'm still fucking here.
Will is just so ridiculously talented. Yeah, like, it's just disgusting, almost.
I've got two horses in St. Louis.
Why have I not been topless riding?
And my horse, looks just like my horse is a Palomino, which looks just
my God. I would fucking slay.
I've never wanted to be a Shetland pony more.
I want to put a dick on that saddle so bad. You have no idea. I'm already thinking about it right now. 1,000%. My brain is throbbing right now thinking about it.
Ow.
Yeah, what?
Yeah. I want to come to the Midwest. You know, let's plan like a retreat.
Oh yeah, I already seen it.
I will take my bougie.
How'd you already see it? That's
sassy
my only thing.
Self.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look back. That is like my dream. To be able to look back and
not have the whole thing. Chin. It's hard. You gotta bring the whole elbow. Or you gotta bring the
can
whole
you just
shoulder.
Like not? Like, are you kidding me?
Look at her face when she's looking back. Like, it's just so like. Dude, Shania Twain.
Absolutely. Like, that's a vibe.
Yes.
So this is what
I have.
Oh.
Yes, please. I'll die.
I know. Y'all are good. I'm enjoying this.
Are you going to come and help us?
No. Okay, so it's official. We're going to do a Midwest retreat.
Yeah, we could all make content.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I love that. Can we do, like yurts? Like glamping yurts.
Yes.
Why would we want to do that though when we can do it? There's like cabins and stuff. We
But like I want the experience. Like
she
I
wants
want the
she wants literally she wants to rough it.
I
and
do.
We can rough it.
And I
want to
rough it. I want it to be real rough.
Okay, but only if you. Okay, but we all have to stay naked.
Yeah, I'm out.
So
hearing cold and naked, this does not go good with me.
Josh has
I will have an any in a heartbeat.
Things get too small.
My clay,
when you're cold, things get too small.
My dick will fucking go inside me when it's cold. I look like I got three nuts when it's cold. Yeah, fuck no.
No, me dressed is a hard 5. Me naked is a 12.
Amen.
Well, the lights are usually off.
I mean, my nips will be hard, and I'm like, hell yeah. Let's do this. Cold and naked.
I would be naked right now. This is like some Howard Stern shit. 1,000%.
He is like wild. I think he'd be looking at me right now. He'd be like, you've done all right, son.
Like, high five.
Oh, I love, is that the guy that does the competition?
The Howard Sex Olympics
Stern,
or whatever?
Howard Stern used to do a lot of shit. He don't really do it
contest.
Anymore.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No, it's not Howard Stern. What's his name?
That's a scary contest.
He's another judge off of a panel like American Idol and stuff.
Oh, like Simon Cowell?
No, yeah, it's Howard Stern.
I can see Simon Cowell judging smallest penises.
Okay. He's
let me compare it to mine real quick.
And it's his podcast.
Yeah.
And the guys came live, and they had 18 people come, and 3 people bailed out. So okay, he had 15 guys there with, and it's on video. You can go watch it anytime.
Yeah.
And it is the most... Like, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, I'm not doing a contest to show off my dick if it was little.
No, it's like the world's smallest dick, so these guys aren't getting fucked.
Okay, wait, no, I have a question for all of y'all, like a legitimate question. How do y'all feel about dick pics? Unsolicited.
Okay. I want them preferably, actually.
Okay, yes.
Don't waste my fucking time.
I want a dick pic the moment that we start talking. I want to see what I'm working with. I don't want to waste my time.
Come with it.
And, like, honestly... to me, it's like I'm not a size queen at all. Like I don't, I don't really care about size, but like I want effort.
I want to know what's up.
But I do want to see it because I love how a hard dick looks like.
A big heart. No.
What's up? God, no, no.
No, no. I don't care about your heart. I want to know that you're going to like work for it.
I
want
to see some confidence. I want to see sling that bitch down, pop it around.
But like,
you know what I'm talking about? You know when they,
Yeah, I don't have the option of doing that. The good Lord knew not to give me a big dick. I would be hell. I would have jorts on all day, every day. That's what I say about my
ass. If the Lord gave me a real juicy ass, the world ain't ready.
That makes sense of why I'm here. Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't be fair to the rest of the world if I had goddamn Girthberg in my pants and this personality. It would be over.
Okay, now I have another question. All of you have Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Not me.
Okay. Who is your favorite creator? You know I hate this shit. Male creator on Twitter.
Okay, I can do this one. Girthmaster.
No,
yes, Girthmaster.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed with him.
It's insane. Like, I only it's literally the size, forearm. The size of my head.
So ugly. He's from like the UK.
Size.
Girth his name is Girthmaster. He's on my feed, and I'm obsessed with him.
Is he ugly? No.
He's like 6'2".
He's a huge man.
Girthmaster. Is this Girthmaster coming in right now?
He's a big man. And he has like facial hair.
Thank God there's more testosterone here, is all I'm going to say. Maybe
love
it'll
the fact that we have the
out.
Same
this estrogen overload I'm having over here.
I love
it. Okay, but mine's that guy with the tattoos with the letters down his leg.
Oh,
with,
I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah. No, Girthmaster. Girthmaster just does it for me.
He's hot. He's so
time
hot.
Out.
Wait, no, let me see. Guys
on. That's like a screenshot like pic. That's like, not fair.
Free said that's not fair.
No, I'm upset.
I'm good. Let's get one.
He has facial hair. Like, he's like 6'2". He's like a man.
And like, have you seen some of the videos where like he's about to pop off and he like pushes the girl off because he wants her to stop?
Okay, so this is why I married my husband because he was a man. And when he fucked me, it was like, man.
He was a man.
And I was like, Yes.
Let's do a collab with Girth.
I would love to.
We can do a threesome with Girthmaster.
Someone, please.
Yeah. Hey, you have more clout than I do, so you slide into them DMs, baby, and I'll be there.
Okay, he's. I think he's.
I'm literally about to go play in fucking traffic.
He's Australian.
Yes.
I would rather play in fucking traffic than hear about Girthmaster.
Oh my God,
Josh! I don't know who this is, so I'm with you.
I don't know who he is either.
He's so
Lord help.
My favorite Twitch star is Josh Terry.
Oh,
hey,
does that make you feel better?
My favorite naked cowgirl.
At Parker, our purpose is simple: we want to make the world a better place by working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies. We keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Happens to be you.
I think something's wait. Something is about to go down tonight. I'm a little like.
I mean, these knees are.
I already said we're gonna like have a full blown orgy later, guys.
Yeah, probably not.
You know what I like?
It's gonna be five women orgy
and one man.
One man.
Keep the cameras rolling all night. Keep.
I mean, if I have to.
You'll take one for the greater good.
Hey, time out. So you volunteer.
Do I volunteer?
So you're
well, one of the new sponsors of the show.
Josh Terry is the ball.
One of the new sponsors of the show is Blue Chew. So I'll pop
Blue
a couple of them bitches.
Blue Chew, my husband.
Yeah. Volunteer.
No.
Like
wait. My husband actually uses Blue Chew, and it's legit. Like it's real.
They said,
what's Blue
Chew? They started sending me shit about a month ago.
Yes. Wait.
Have
wait,
you taken
it? I heard of that.
Yeah,
actually.
I took it like 3 times.
Matt takes it.
Yeah, that shit.
It works like a champ.
Yeah. Well, I had fucked up before.
I don't have a man, so like, I don't know.
I like it.
I had fucked up before and been like, I took like a Viagra when I didn't need one, right? Like, sometimes you just want to give her a special occasion, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want to get that extra half inch if you can get there. And I took a Viagra before. I just don't like how long it lasts. I don't need my dick after I've got there to fucking keep wanting to go. Like, the car's in park. I'm ready to turn the ignition off. I'm done. Blue Chew. Blue Chew just give you that 18-year-old dick again. And you ready to go.
I've heard it's really great. I've heard from some guys that it's really good, actually. Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Oh my God, I can't believe she
Matt will take it, and he's like, oh shit, I took it. And I'm like, oh, let's go, buddy.
Literally just like, hey, Matt, do you have any with you right now?
I'm down.
Like God damn, he's going to hand them out. Yeah! God damn. First time I tried it because I didn't know how it was going to be. I tried it by myself.
Oh, no!
Yeah, yeah. I gave how my dick it? A black eye. I beat the shit out that
thing. Wait, okay. I want to know why they don't make the same equivalent for a woman.
They do.
But, like, I don't need it. But, like, I feel like it would amp things up.
The doctor I go to, there's a shot when you walk in the door.
For a woman?
They have, like, a whole thing to where it tells... What? Yeah.
Wait, why are y'all going to the bathroom together? Yeah. Why was that not invited?
There was a what? There's a... For a girl?
Rude. Yeah, there's a shot.
I don't know.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Literally like as soon as you walk into her doctor's office, Dr. Lynn Brown, one of the sponsors of the show, Your Choice Healthcare. As soon as you walk in, she's got like this big poster. Because like my testosterone's low and I just started taking testosterone.
Did you do like the inserting of the tablets?
No, I just get the shot.
Okay.
Yeah. I like it wasn't like dangerously low, but it was low.
Your dick is raging.
When I take those things.
You take and a shot?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I'm telling you, I feel like I'm 18 again. Right now, I do.
Now we know.
Right now, you feel like you're 18.
Do what?
God damn!
Did you say right now?
No, I'm telling you, like,
oh,
when you eat one of those blue chew and like,
what would happen if a woman ate it?
My testosterone is finally replacing itself. Like,
yeah, what would happen if a woman ate blue chew?
Can we do a like social experiment?
I don't want to do it tonight.
I do.
Considering all you are horny bitches anyway, I don't think it's gonna fucking change anything.
Like a couch right now, and I'd come.
Me and Ashley over here, like,
Sarah and I are gonna have relations later. It's fine. Matt, you're invited.
He said, just so happens I got some blue chew.
He's like, I need five blue chews. I'm throwing them out like God dollar damn.
It's like Oprah.
Or make you it
don't
rain.
Get
it,
darling,
you don't get a blue chew.
Yes, ma'am.
I need that to
dress
see
is just everything right
I
now.
Know.
Sarah Blake.
Ow!
I'm not wearing any underwear, so don't
Are you
oh.
not?
Mm.
Oh wow.
Thank you.
This is the
Don't
best
think I didn't look. I don't fucking
done.
Care.
Hey.
I'm that creepy old man when I go places now. I'm getting a fucking good look.
Howard Stern needs to retire because this is y'all's territory.
Yeah. You should definitely change your demographic.
No.
No, I like
demographic,
it.
Baby.
Demographic.
I like what I do. I like it so different. I like that I can have a rehab center on one day. I can have an OnlyFans girl the next day.
Or a
country artist the next. It's every walk of life. That's why everybody should be able to laugh and cut up about the shit they like. And if somebody doesn't do it, what are you doing, bitch?
I told you, my personality when I drink is like normal to
whore.
Deep throat.
You, like, they had half-off pitchers, and that was the worst thing. Whoever
it wasn't
decided,
a real pitcher.
Wait. Can we call that a pitcher?
It's not a
it
pitcher. It's like a liter.
I'm used to, like, a Midwestern pitcher with, like, a whole little pitcher that can, like, yeah, no.
Okay, no, okay, Teach. I'm going to teach you something.
Okay.
You know, in those pitchers, you have this thing called ice.
Thank you.
Same amount of liquid.
I was not a math teacher. I was an English teacher.
Get it? Amen.
It looked like you would have been good at hard division, though. Like, you could have
taught
me.
I wish you could have taught me sex ed.
Long division is what
you can teach me anything you want to. I
love it.
Need all the education.
On the honor roll, if you were my teacher.
I would have been, like, president's list, principal's list, whatever the fuck it is.
I would have been suspended. That's what I would have been.
I would have been that, like, hating ass middle schooler.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, oh, Brody's looking at her. Fuck him. Fuck her.
Brody.
Fuck this.
Fuck
Brody. She smiled at him for too long.
She gave him a
She'd
little
be
bit
the jealous student that's like, don't look at her that way.
To be honest, I probably was like the kid that was like, oh, wait, actually, sorry to cut myself off, Kaylee. It's okay, Kaylee. I forgive you. Anyways.
Therapy.
I had a teacher in my high school who ran away to Australia because he fucked one of our students.
Oh, no.
Her name was Taya Dooley, and I was in class
name
with her
dropping.
Little brother. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Everyone, his name is Ryan Garrett.
Oh!
And he's still on Instagram as Guy.
This show
Garrett.
Is for entertainment purposes only.
Taya
some stories you may hear allegedly here may be true, maybe not.
But it was on the news. He ran away and he waited like a certain amount of years. So when y'all asked if we ran into a teacher at a bar afterwards, I ran into him when I was 18, working as a hostess at a bar/ restaurant. And he was like, "How have you been?" And I was like, "Dude, you're so hot." Like, he was so fine.
Oh, no. So what type of teacher was he?
He was my track coach. He was my hurdle coach.
Of course, PE. Makes sense. The easiest one to have.
She was so perfect. She was so pretty. You know, you kind of get it. Like, she was 17. Yeah. It's like, and he was 26. I was having sex with, like, 23-year-olds when I was 17.
Imagine having Bree as your teacher, even as a female. She's my cousin, and I'm like, fuck.
Exactly.
Fuck.
Exactly.
It would be really hard, honestly. It would be really confusing.
I will say, like, I did not wear this in the classroom. Like, this was not my classroom attire.
It's
like,
even
I
hotter
like,
when
to,
you
like,
can tell someone's hot like, under like, professional clothes.
And it's a small town,
like, fucking
so you
work
know.
Slacks.
Yeah, there's something about a woman that dresses professional. Like, I like what all y'all have on, obviously.
Look at her with her glasses.
Because I'm not fucking stupid.
But there's something about
when, like, a woman dresses professional. Mm. That shit's fucking sexy.
We should have all dressed, like, super professional. Like, pencil skirts and like, tight slacks.
I wouldn't have needed blue chew later. I would have been so horned up the whole time. I would have fucking, oh my God.
No, Bree should have worn her little pencil skirt and told us what to do. She should have been our teacher tonight.
I need my ruler. I need to smack some ass.
Oh, fuck. I got a funny Snapchat for all of us, by the way. Oh, God. I had to think about it because I was like, I got to do something really funny with everybody while they're here. You ever heard that song from Family Matters? Like, everywhere you look.
Yes, okay. Yes.
We got to do one with each one of y'all in, like, a different room doing something stupid.
Oh. And, like, turn over, turn and talk.
Yeah. It'll be funny.
And then, like make a face, like.
Well, it would be, like, me being so vanilla. And being, awesome. Like,
we're
I'll be like, when you're
you.
The only vanilla person in the house, and each one of y'all is doing something different in each room.
Can I do bleaching
butthole?
Yeah. That is funny. It's funny.
I need to know more. Like, what's vanilla to you?
Yeah, what
I'm
is
not
vanilla?
Really,
what,
like, I'm not really vanilla. I'm just weird about sex.
Okay. What's that mean?
Like, I don't know. God damn. I'm just a passion person.
Oh, I love passion.
Yeah, like, I'm more. Like, I've got. Okay.
She's like, I love that category.
Yeah. Like.
Like, in between my gangbangs and my glory holes, I love the passionate part.
Yeah. I'm kind of over, like, the meaningless shit. Like, if you don't have, like,
yes,
a little bit.
Yes, give me, like, the passion. Like,
yeah, I like that shit a lot.
Look me in the eyes and, oh, yes,
yeah.
Yes, I get
I'm
I
just
get
over
it.
The other shit. Yes. Like, the other shit was fun 10 years ago, years ago. I'm 36.
I have to be emotional about someone to fuck them.
Yeah. That's why I haven't filmed with a guy in a couple of years. I mean, after
because she's lonely.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm not gonna just film with somebody. Yeah. It needs to be something there. It has to be passionate for it to really be for it to be worth it. Like, we get the best orgasms, and it can start your day better. As a male, you being with us starts your day better. So, like, if I'm gonna give that energy to you, you need to be doing something. You need to be giving me some romance. I need some shit.
See, that's shit I'm good at right here.
Okay, first of all, Sarah Blake. Jesus Christ.
Why?
Jesus Christ.
Why are you trying to cover up? Girl, stop. Show that.
No.
Show
I need
that.
A spin.
Show
I
that.
Need a spin. Do a spin.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ew. I have fucking clothes on.
Oh, my God. You look amazing, dude.
She does.
Yes, absolutely.
Where's my other phone?
That clip where she just fell into the camera at that angle. I need that. Screen grab that.
Well, yeah. I want the motorboating clip too.
Yeah, yes. I want that too.
And that's a memory.
Why, yes, a ma'am. You want anything else?
That's a core memory.
Jesus Christ.
It's a memory.
A whore memory?
Core.
Core memory.
I heard the wrong thing.
Also a whore memory.
What?
You don't say.
You don't say, Governor.
You don't say.
You know how many men in the town I grew up in are going to be so fucking mad at me when I release this?
Do it.
They're going to be
my
like,
God.
Really? He gets to do this and get paid for it?
They want to be you when they grow up.
That's where most of the hate comes from. It's like people that are so jealous of what it is that they can't do.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. We all do this because we're all so comfortable with ourselves and we're living life genuine to ourselves and we're doing everything that we want to do every fucking day that it's like if everybody lived that way, life would be great.
It would be amazing.
Well, the good thing about y'all and everybody else that hangs out with us, we're unapologetically ourselves.
We are. And we're all big personalities. Yeah. But I do have a question for all of these gorgeous ladies.
Yes.
We all have our why of
that's
why we do what we do. And I'm very curious on, like, what y'all's whys are. Sorry, Josh, I don't mean to, like, take over.
No,
but,
that's
like,
good. That's good.
I really, like,
that's fine.
I know what mine are.
Especially
and I just, I'm curious
anyway.
If what, like, if they're all the same. Like, if what drives
so
all
I'll
of us.
I'll start. My why is because I have four kids that I want to be the best mom to. It's not six, Josh, it's four.
Four.
I started
showing
my whole
we
take a
but
why we do
it's because of them. Okay. It's because I want one of those.
No, you can drink it.
No, I don't want to drink that.
It's
no,
pickle juice.
Okay, I'll die.
All right.
But I want it is because of them. Everything that I do is because I want to be the best mom possible. I didn't have my mom was not the mom that you envision, the like amazing, wonderful mom, cookie cutter mom. And for me, it was like I made a goal to myself that when I had kids, I would be the best possible mom that I could ever be and be present and be in their lives and be at everything. So for me, it was them. They drove this. They made this the goal. And a lot of people look at it and they're like, oh my God, you do this for attention. No, I do this because I'm at my kids' fucking hockey game. I do this because
preach.
I can be at everything they freaking do, and I don't miss a beat, and I'm there when they get out of school. I'm there when they go to school.
And
I'm
you're
there
happy.
For everything. Mm-hmm. I'm happy.
You're a better,
when you're talking to them, you're happy talking
you're
to them.
Present.
You're present.
You're
your
mom pissed
off.
No,
you're
I had
out.
A salon.
That
I is, did. You know what I mean?
Did
I
you
had,
do hair?
Yes, I did that hair.
Beautiful.
I was the career woman. I was the one who did this. I had a business and everything. Mm-hmm. I had the husband who, you know, I still have the husband.
So did we get rid of him?
Yes, no, we did not get rid of him. He's amazing. But he worked all the time, and he worked out of town. And it was like, I want to do something that builds a life for each single member of my family that can individually cater to them and make such an amazing life that we get to enjoy every single day as if it was our last. Mm-hmm. That was why I do this. That is why I show my titties and I fuck my husband on camera. That's why.
No, and like that's something to be celebrated. And like you are so like there's so many people, there's so many moms out there that, and like most people aren't moms of four, let's be real, mm-hmm. or like more than right. four. Yeah. I can relate to Sarah in that in so many ways of what you just said. I am a single mom mm-hmm. of four. What drove me to do this was I had zero self-confidence getting out of my very toxic, abusive relationship. I was married for 12 years, and it was not only like emotionally, physically, mentally abusive. It was to the point where it was affecting my children. And I went and I was working a regular job, and I was like, I live in Canada. The cost of living there is three times what it is here. So I was struggling. I was trying to find my place. I was trying to find who I was. I got married very, very young, but I had these four babies to like support. And I'm not the type of woman where it's like, I wanted, when I left, I left. I took my bed and my dresser full of clothes. Mm-hmm. I didn't take anything. He kept everything. He kept, when I say everything, I mean literally everything. My dad built a hope chest with the steps that he built at our wedding. My husband, my ex-husband still has that. Like, I took nothing. I just wanted to be done. I wanted to be free. And so...
Free.
I wanted to be free.
That's the word.
Free. Mm-hmm. And so this was an opportunity that landed in my lap. I knew nothing about it. It was 2020. Like, pandemic was hitting, and mm-hmm. Schools in Canada were closed. Like, mm-hmm. my kids were home. My ex-husband would not take the kids. He would not help me. I had no one to help me. It is me and my four kids. So I did what I had to do. And by doing OnlyFans, it had not only helped me with my self-confidence to piece back together the broken person that I was, but it also gave me the opportunity mm-hmm. to be a present mom. Mm-hmm. Like, yes. to be financially stable to the point where it's like, I don't have to worry about whether or not I have to put shoes on your feet or put food in your mouth. Mm-hmm. So that was the driving force for me. But now it has become something where it's like, people are like, oh, you're so vain. I do like the attention. We all like attention.
Exactly.
But I would mm-hmm. not be the person that I am today without being in this industry for the last 3 years, doing what makes me happy. And like mm-hmm. being the mom, I am a, I tell everyone, I am a 10 times better mama now, even putting my life on the li- like not long on the line, but like
it is livelihood.
The amount of hate that you get being a mom.
Yes.
And Sarah and I have talked about this a little bit today. The mom guilt that comes from putting yourself mm-hmm. out there in a way where it's you're exposed. Like mm-hmm. it takes one person to leak a photo and that's everywhere. And it's like, you don't want your kids to get bullied and you're doing this to provide for your kids. So it's like you take every move with such like precision to yeah. make sure that it doesn't push back on them. But at the end of the day, if you didn't do that, your kids wouldn't have the life that they have. So you have to like the risk reward factor has to balance. And I feel like I've gotten to the point in my life where like the risk is worth the reward. My mm-hmm. kids have an extraordinary life. They have a mom mm-hmm. that works their ass off and is strong and confident. I would never have had that without my mm-hmm. following and without the people. And like I have come to like become really good friends with some of my subscribers. Like they're parts of my life. And right. I just like that's my why. Like being a mom mm-hmm. is something that like the mom guilt doesn't matter if you're like a stay-at-home mom and you do nothing and like you're, you know, just being a stay-at-home mom or you're being a mom and a working mom or a mom with an OnlyFans, it doesn't matter. We all feel the same guilt. We all feel the same pressure.
Mom, the title mom overall, and this is why I don't judge the women who give me so much fucking hate. Being a mom is fucking hard.
It's brutal.
Yeah. It is brutal. It is hard.
I don't even know how hard
it is. It's exhausting.
And I was crying at a video yesterday. Literally, this is yesterday on TikTok. This woman made a video and she literally, it's in like a song. In a song format, and she's basically like, I woke up, fed the kids, fed the dogs, fed the cat, mm-hmm. made the breakfast, took them to school, took them to sports, came, husband comes home, and mother-in-law goes, you're such a good dad.
Mm-hmm. And bitch, it's like, and you are his mama.
Moms don't get looked at for everything they're doing. If a man mm-hmm. is just even like in the presence of their kids and like doing, you know, that, and not like bare minimum, but for lack of a better term, mm-hmm. yeah, bare minimum, the woman gets totally overlooked because it's almost just like
expected.
An afterthought at that point. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not even like it's an expected thing. It's blind. Where mm-hmm. everyone's blind to what moms are doing yeah. because of not an expectation, mm-hmm. because they're so used to them mm-hmm. doing it that they don't know. They don't know that it wouldn't be happening if they weren't there. Mm-hmm. They don't know that.
I'm a misogynistic white woman, so I'm kind of actually more into those gender roles personally.
Yeah.
So, like, for me, like, that's actually, like, ideal. Like, what? So it all to depends what? On what works for you. But, like, for me, like, I would prefer, like, for that situation, like, behind the scenes, do everything. And if you say to my husband, hey, congratulations, glad you got everything done. Good job. Like that, I wouldn't even
that's
mind
why
it.
You're well, called fine. You're literally called modern day housewife. Yeah. Like that's modern what you want to be.
No,
that's
absolutely. Be. And like we all
I'm
have
very
our things.
Into that misogynistic like but also yeah. with that
me
being
fucking I am toxic male masculinity or what the fuck you is, call it to a T.
But it's not toxic if you get the right person.
Absolutely.
I don't think
it's
I don't think it's toxic even kind of like it don't have to
it fuels me so yeah. much and like to hear you guys talk about the value of time like that is my mm-hmm. definitely my go like the value of time mm-hmm. having my time to go do what I want because now I can go please my man and make sure that I'm healthy in every way I need to be so that way when my husband comes home I'm energized I'm not exhausted
yes.
I'm not tired I can pay for the nanny yeah I can pay for like whatever needs to be done is done and I'm happy at the end of the day so I can make my husband happy
absolutely
and, like, that is my yes. key
and that right there is why people stayed married a long time ago
no in a perfect world
50
that's
fucking
exactly
years
what
ago
misogynistic exactly. white woman
yeah
100% thing this is
if you don't think if y'all don't think your grandmas was doing all the chores taking care of the kids and then sucking dick at night you are wrong.
My grandma, let me tell you something about my grandma. Bless her heart. Grandpa decorated the Christmas tree with lingerie.
Oh, my God.
Which was a freak. So me, I'm like, more power to her. That is awesome.
Amazing.
Whereas most like women look at that like, oh my God, she did what? Like, yeah, she dressed up for her man and she got her freak
God
on.
Damn right she did.
And good
hell
for
yeah.
her. That was her fucking hustle.
Yes.
Good for everybody else. What works for you might not work for Fred and mm-hmm. Susan and Shirley. Who the fuck cares? If you're in a marriage that you're happy with and you do and define it the way it is, good for you. Like, you know, like we were talking about earlier, there's different things we, like, you're, Bree's married, Brianna's mm-hmm. married.
Yeah.
So different things happen. We're like, oh my God, you know, did you do this? Did you do that? Oh, great. This is on your OnlyFans. Well, who the fuck cares? Whereas normal people in suburbia life are like, oh my God, like you had another guy look at your nudes? Fuck yeah, my husband.
I would put my nudes on a billboard.
Them titties are mine and they're hot as fuck. That's awesome.
Also, yeah. Also,
who cares?
I just want to chime in super fast. Josh does usually say if something is said that you don't want to be still put into the podcast, like going out, right? To like let him know right away.
Put it
so
in.
So that put he knows.
Like, hey, right now, so you can mark it. Or something. Right.
I ain't
like
take none of this shit out. This is good.
No.
Did you think I wanted to be taken out that I'm a misogynistic white woman?
No.
Is that what?
I know the
politics are a big deal right now, but I am proud
I
to
love
say
that you
I
own
am
that.
A misogynistic
honestly,
white woman.
I love that you own that.
You should definitely keep that shit up. Like, that misogynist is a white woman. That
no, that's
fire.
What I tell everybody, especially when a guy comes to me and they make a comment and I'm like, sir, did you think I was 50-50? Because I'm a misogynistic white woman. Who do you think you're talking to?
See, and I'm
you
the opposite.
The wrong one right now. I am 100% on both sides. No 50-50 here.
I love that. But like the fact that like you know that that's your thing, I'm the opposite. That's, like I am a fuck girl. All day long.
You don't say.
I want to have my cake and eat it too. I want a relationship. I want you to float into my bed when I want you to. I'm going to give you my schedule. I'm going to text you my schedule, but I don't want to hear from you for throughout the week.
Yeah, but see, if you have that mindset, that's why I like, and I'm not saying you do this. Okay. I'm saying a lot of women do this. Having the mindset, what you just said, is why you're still single, though.
I want
men don't want that shit. Men don't want that shit.
Fair enough. But I have, like, and it was, like, a recent epiphany where it's, like, I truly am so happy being single.
And that's fine.
That I don't, and I think maybe later on in life when my kids are grown, but the thought of a man coming into my life and thinking he can parent my children is enough to make me rage and murder someone.
Yeah, but do you know how many men actually think that?
I do.
Do you know how many men set out to be like, I'm going to be that kid's daddy?
If a man walked through, but if a man walked through a door and like we were like vibing and we were good together, but like my kids weren't involved, and then he finally came around my kids and like even questioned one of my children, I would slit his throat.
No, you can't do that. Can't do that. You can't do that.
Yeah. And have so much love for you because
that's solid.
It has been me and my four kids for the last 4 years. It is the
five
of us.
I get that. I get that. But you, I get that. But you can't let a man come in your life and let him be walked over and disrespected.
No, not disrespected. I expect a man to come into my life and support. Like, love me. My kids don't need a father. They have one.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not saying be a father, but that's a male figure that would be in their life.
Yeah, be supportive.
They have to be respected.
Not
and with men, with kids, the only way you get respected is being stern.
Mm-mm.
Like,
not
so
my
it's
way.
Not it's not always about not hey, go clean your fucking room or anything. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, dude, why don't you go clean your room?
Mm-mm. Well,
you want your kid, you want them to respect you.
Nope.
I see both sides as somebody who I have kids. I'm married, happily married, but I do have a husband who grew up with a stepfather, and I hear his stories and stuff like that. And I do respect the fact that even if I was single, I would not let a man come into my life because you're not going to parent my children. They have a fucking wonderful dad. They don't need you. But at the same time, they do need to respect another male figure in their life as somebody who is going to be in their life as a certain role.
Yeah, I will take a positive male influence.
Okay,
let's play this game.
Hold up.
Yeah. Let's play this game.
I'm going to shut you all down right now.
If,
oh, shit.
Hold on, Dick.
Go ahead, Josh.
If your kids don't respect that dude from being stern with him, are you going to respect him? If you've got to watch.
If a man comes in.
If you've had to watch your kids run over.
But I know my kids, are you going to respect him? Here's the thing. I have raised damn good kids. My kids
and I'm not
never disrespect hold up, any adult.
Go ahead, misogynist.
I need all y'all to stop. Do you have a stepfather?
No.
I do.
Do you have a stepfather?
I do.
Okay. Do you have a stepfather?
No.
I have a stepfather.
Well, I'm kind in the game. I don't know who my daddy
no,
is.
No,
I have a stepfather and a stepmother.
I can make this as a personal opinion. My stepfather never, ever, 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 ever in a million years has ever had to ever use some type of force or aggression.
Same. Or okay, wait. Same.
Denny has never. My stepfather, but also I didn't do things in order to.
There you go. Well,
like
there
that.
You go.
But that's because I knew better from my father.
There you
was
go.
A little bit more.
Like, and 1,000%. And as a dad, we are supposed to set it up for our kids to listen. But sometimes our kids don't listen and respect other people.
My
so that would even
know
be like
an inch
me
of their
sending
life
my kid to school.
To be respectful to adults.
She better respect her teachers.
My stepfather
like,
never
same thing
had to
anybody
do
else
none
around.
Of that. Like my stepfather.
No, my stepdad was super supportive and kind and nurturing, but my stepmother was not.
So
I had both sides. And my thing is at the end of the day, I want someone to love me because my kids are not going to be in my home forever. I want you to be a supportive person in our lives. I want you to cheer them on. I want you to be their friend. Mm-hmm. And yes, if my kid is being an absolute ass on a football field or whatever it is, be like, hey, dude, we don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, don't be disrespectful to all these people. Yeah. But I don't want, like, there's a fine line. And I want someone to respect
that. Oh, yeah, I wasn't saying
that.
Now.
No,
like,
exactly.
I'm not saying beat
but
the shit
I,
out of a kid if it don't listen.
Like, oh,
no.
I'm going to be the alpha. Like, I ain't fucking with that shit.
No, it's not about being the alpha. It's about a man, whenever he walks into a room, if he's a grown-ass man, he is supposed to show respect and right. get respect.
But so are women. Like, it's not
yeah,
just
yeah, I'm not
a
saying they're not. I'm just right. saying in also, that instance.
Also, I want to take a second. Josh, you said a minute ago, you said, I think it was directed at SJ or at you, but like...
Just call me the fuck out.
Either way, you were like, you said, well, the reason you thinking like that or treating things like that is the reason you're...
I didn't get to finish that thought. What I meant was I don't like seeing, and I'm not saying she is the one that's done this. Mm-hmm. I don't like seeing women or men complain about being single on social media, and then they are the ones that put down all the time the opposite sex.
Yeah. Well, okay, I was just, where I thought you were going with that is I thought you were talking about her saying like being a fuck girl is fun.
Oh no, absolutely.
I
not.
Was like two of the most sexually open people in the room are taken, mm-hmm. and
truth
and
exactly
they like openly are, and I was like,
girl,
maybe
you don't
that
know
says
me like
something
that.
About us not.
I might be
open
three.
People.
No, so. I'm extremely open, but I know what I deserve and I know what I want, and I'm right now in my selfish era, and I'm okay with that, and I'm thriving in that, and I don't need to be in a relationship to feel worth or worthy or.
And you're not supposed
thing.
To. You're no. not. You're definitely not supposed to.
No,
so I would just like to say also that there's a huge spectrum here, and from where I'm coming from, and on your side, where you're like, don't need no man, don't need nothing like that, and where I'm at. So whenever I say like the way I believe is that. That man's going to open that door for me if I'm walking out it, regardless if he's trying to fuck me or not.
See, that gives
I
me.
That's my brother, my cousin.
Somebody better tell this bitch about friend. Josh Terry.
No, in an ideal world, I would love to have that.
But here's the deal. It is your ideal world. But I'll stand in front of that door. If there is a man walking, it might be a little awkward at first, but once you get used to it, stepping into that feminine zone and just allowing those men to just do those things for you, regardless of what comes out of it for them, because they should just be doing
no,
that.
No, I agree.
You
but
me, I was
oh, wait, 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 wait. But what about the man who left the toilet seat up a little bit ago? Because
your job like as a that. Woman is to put it the fuck down.
What?
You put it the fuck down.
The girl?
You should put it down.
Yeah.
If it's up,
like,
you put
to
it
me,
down.
That's
don't
not
nag,
a thing.
Nag, put it down.
So,
if a man is opening the door for you, he should also
I
be putting the toilet seat down.
I don't really care.
So, my husband,
if he doesn't, I'm
going
to
let me tell you something. This is what I did. My husband left the freaking toilet seat up my first pregnancy, and I was like, this motherfucker goes to the bathroom and he leaves the toilet seat up. So I duct taped the motherfucker down.
There you
and
go.
And I said, okay, this
there
is
go.
What we're going to do
go. That's
here.
Fair. That's
but
what
at
you
the
do.
Same time, I'm like, I don't expect him to put it down because he's a guy and he's just doesn't think of those things.
But
at the
nag
same time, I'm
either.
Like, I'm going to
we legit don't.
Point.
No, you don't.
Exactly.
I don't. I
so
just
don't.
Nag,
just
do what's the difference between that and the door opening?
I have two
oh,
sons.
Difference.
Okay.
Yeah. One is chivalry. One is chivalry.
I love
and yes. the other
big
one is just, I fucking forget.
No, okay. So
how natural it comes for girls, the simple things, like how different that is, like. They're so small differences, like opening a door versus the toilet seat thing. But one girl feels like, hell no. And then the other girl's like, put it the fuck down. And it's like so
where can you be right at?
And
no,
then
and
y'all
that's the
expect
thing.
Us. And then y'all expect us to know what y'all fucking like want all the
no,
time.
No,
yeah.
here's the thing. If
That's how complicated it fucking is.
No, men can't win.
This is where it's at. Okay. So until I had until I had sons, I used to think like, oh my God, a guy should do this. When I had a son, I was like, oh shit, he has no fucking clue what's going
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Once you and become a mother like, of a boy, you're like, fuck, this kid is screwed.
He has no fucking yeah, he has no
he
fucking
clue.
He's never gonna
he
get it.
He cannot win.
As
cannot
someone
win.
Who's been a boy for 36 years, we don't remember shit.
Yes. No.
We don't think about boy. Shit.
Like, they don't get it.
Men are so simple, women overcomplicate it. And I feel like most of them.
You know fucking shit.
No, and like, and I think it's our job being in OnlyFans and being sex workers and those things. I feel like I can connect more with the male sex more so sometimes than the women.
Yes.
Because men are just so like cut and dry.
They don't
so,
fuck.
So
they
why,
get it.
So
they
why
don't
are we
care.
Ladies,
it?
Let me say something.
Why don't
to y'all.
We just keep it old school? Keep no. it how it's supposed to be.
Because some of us have
agree with you on the old school
some thing. Of us have so much yes. trauma and abuse that we're not healed yet, but that, we're getting there.
Those are not the, that's not the real men though.
No, you're right. Those are not the real men.
Those are
but,
the shit examples.
But when real men show up, we have no idea what to do. Yeah, we have no
those
idea.
They'll keep doing it. They'll keep trying it. They'll
and
go through it.
I've yet to see. I'm hoping that they show up, and I'm okay with traditional. But what I think men need to understand is women have been through. Some women have been through a lot, and we have been traumatized. So they need to be patient. And if they can be patient, then we'll go from there. But like. Some of us, like, I'm okay. Like, again, I'm in my selfish healing era, and I'm okay with that. Yeah. I'm in my fuck girl
let's
era.
I'm good.
I want to open my own door
let
right
them,
now.
Let them spread the
put the...
But
wait.
If you
and then wait,
want
wait.
To open your own door and do some of that stuff, don't expect to date a real man.
Ooh. I don't want to date anybody. I don't want to date anybody. I want to do it myself
I know,
right now,
but
and
I'm
I want to prove it to
like,
me.
I just
lot.
Want the toilet seat to be put down. That's all. All
right, Bree, we got it. I will tape it down for you, baby.
I'm still fucking
I'll
not.
Shut the toilet
if
seat
I think about it, I'll
the
do
doors.
It. I'm just not going to think about
and
it.
And that's the thing,
are you
though.
Are you the only one that hasn't been married here?
I haven't been married.
Oh.
Yeah,
don't get married.
Never been married.
Don't do it. It's a trap.
I love my husband.
Oh, there ain't nobody in this world.
I will
world.
Marry him over 10 times.
No,
100%.
I'm a lover girl, so I love hearing about people like
but
you
I've
guys.
Also
like
been
where
married
you guys
before.
Are like doing what you're doing right now because the reason that like we are like in our
jaded.
Not in our heads the reason we're doing it, but like a way of excusing what we do is like, if I had a man, the typical man that I go for mm-hmm. or end up with is the guys that would be texting me like, oh, have fun with your whores. Have fun
God
with your OnlyFans.
Right, I will.
And then
yeah.
the next 10 minutes,
and
like,
I will.
I love you, baby. I support everything you do. I never.
As you should.
So, but that's what I'm saying. You guys live in this like world.
Y'all are definitely like the 0.01%.
I would agree. Female, I would say like my, yeah. How no, my marriage is like totally different. Like supportive, yeah. open, like.
And that's what like, and that's what I'm not going to settle. I'm not going to settle.
Did you marry your best friend?
Mine yeah. was open on
yeah.
husband.
Absolutely.
Amen. That's exactly yeah. how I feel.
Well, my best friend is
wrong.
A woman.
And her.
She does
marry
not
her.
Find me attractive.
If me and Matt, if anything ever
damn,
happened,
you sound like
with
my best friend
Matt,
right now.
I mean, I find you attractive.
I'm a lesbian.
100%. I swear, there are days. There are days when I'm like, I should just switch teams, y'all. Like, I should just.
I've let that thing ruin my life since I was 18 years old. All you ought to.
We're right here together right now.
We should. We should be in a couple.
You don't need to wait for a man to open the door. I got you.
You're gonna open my door?
Don't open it for me, but we'll figure it out.
Actually,
we'll
I wait. Roll which roll one is the?
Like,
so
I would be the man.
Wait,
fuck
these
men.
No, but like, honestly, I would be the more dominant one. So, like, I probably
that's
would
what
be
I
the
to know.
Like, I would open your door.
I bet you would.
I'm 1,000%. We'll find out tonight.
I want to know who is top and who is bottom. That's why
I open your door every day.
I
will open all your doors.
You're a bottom? Are you a top? Wait, are you a top?
It just depends on the day.
I'm a power bottom.
Wait, what did you just say us?
I want to know who's top and who's bottom.
Are you trying to have an orgy?
I'm a power bottom, guys.
She's trying to have an orgy.
I'm orgying tonight, regardless.
We are definitely.
Weirdo.
Y'all are all so
hot. About her again, and I'm like, I'm just telling you.
Wait, what?
That's what I
what
want. Your boobs are great.
They're so good.
They're so good.
They're so good.
Dude, I can't even. I literally see the same thing I see. On
let's just titty it up.
So, how many CCs do you have?
I have 650.
You have 650. Bree, what do you have?
Nothing. Mine's just normal.
Not natural. God, not normal. Natural.
She had perfect milk. Her mother fed her perfect milk. God,
all right, what damn. About you guys? What's your CC, Sarah?
800.
Mine are homegrown.
Okay. Homegrown.
Mine too.
Homegrown.
Homegrown calcium cannons.
Josh, show me a nipple. Wait, hold homegrown. On. Can I come lick it?
Bitch, I'm telling you. I'm just telling you right now.
Can I do it?
Bitch, you start that fire. I'm going to put it the fuck out. I'm telling you. You start something. You better glad I don't like this.
Look at that ass, though. Amen. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm
not wearing it
like a wig. He just chugged the rest of his beer. I love it. Make him
you don't have to put any on.
I love it.
No. Matt, wait,
do you know what we just saw?
Probably that cat.
We saw the whole thing.
We're now a throuple.
If y'all don't think she's over here flashing me the fucking lips the whole time. God damn, it ain't like I ain't seen it. Fucking Fatal Attraction over here.
We just fell in the tiger exhibit at
God
the
damn.
Zoo just now.
I don't, this whole time I'd be like, she been meaning to do that? Probably not. But I'm just going to act like she did. Jesus Christ.
This is the best show you've ever had, John.
The best.
Probably not, but it'll probably... this one didn't help nobody's mental health. It learned nothing, but...
I feel like it was
good for your mental health.
I feel like it was enjoyable.
This is good for my mental health.
Not yours, but everybody else.
Oh, yeah, they're laughing. I'm losing my fucking mind over here.
Y'all,
right
Josh
now.
Has been dealing with this since, like, two.
It's wet, wet.
I don't know how I have to wear underwear.
It's really wet. No, I have to wear underwear usually, too.
I can't
too,
sleep
but
naked because I get so wet.
That shit.
So I'm just a little snail on this pillow right now.
You're doing snail trails all over this?
It's all right. I like escargot.
I would say a fried butterfly.
Why is it
fried?
Think about a butterfly and then think about frying it, how its wings would just like it.
Be what? Crisp.
Shrivel up.
You have chlamydia.
They're not crispy. They're not
you
crispy.
Definitely
it's
need
like
to get that
Audi,
checked out.
Instead of saying like
so
roast
you have an
beef.
So you have an outer.
Yeah, but it's not roast beef. It's a fried butterfly.
It's crispy.
Because that's what it looks like. It
my
looks like
vagina is like
so
top
we're going to
shelf.
The vet tomorrow?
Two perfect.
The mine's like kept. There's like a little jewelry box that says, okay, here you go. And then it's platinum pussy.
Mine's oh top. Mine's top shelf, y'all.
Chris.
Top shelf.
Chris
I
want
to see. I need to see
that.
And
I will show you. Hold on.
I need proof.
I feel like, okay.
You know how you would never hear men having this conversation right
oh
now?
Oh, my God.
Okay, spread it open.
I got men in my DMs, and they're like,
I'm like,
oh, yeah, baby, I got a 6-incher. I got 4-incher. Cool,
see,
good.
Like,
let me give you a 10. Are you fucking kidding me?
Do you guys all have innies?
It does look nice. No.
Did you say do you all
I
have
an innie.
Yeah, innies or outies.
What's it?
Yeah,
what's
yours? I know, but I was like,
are
like
your balls up and tight?
Yeah,
or do they
I get
like
it.
To
cover most, I know
most
the
girls
difference.
That I ever yeah. talk about that with have innies, and I'm always
what?
Like, and I'm always like, how am I always the only one with an outie?
So I will say, after oh. my tummy tuck, I have like almost like an innie outie. So it's like, because they pulled the skin so tight, like the little, like the tip. Like you can see,
ain't nobody
just
got
a little bit outside the, like my like,
yeah,
yeah.
Whatever. Well, dude, I got.
Can we just
on.
Compare later? Can we all just?
Can we just get naked?
I'm not really sure now. I'm not really sure what I got now.
We'll just share.
We should.
I mean, I'm not a gynecologist,
naked.
But I'll take a look for you guys. I'll rate it 1 to 10.
Appreciate that, Josh. Appreciate you.
Well, I'm just doing the Lord's work.
You out here doing the Lord's work.
The Christian thing to do.
You are such a Christian man.
I am.
I just appreciate you, sir. I really do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Y'all are testing the shit out of me right now. So, yeah, the good Lord thanks you, too. Appreciate it.
Josh even prayed over our margaritas earlier today.
He prayed over all our margaritas.
Y'all act like y'all ain't been out to eat with me before. I pray before every
no,
meal.
No, he tried to pray for just himself. I was like, well, bro, bud, this ship is not going down just with you. Like, we're in here together.
I don't know if you ever heard of this thing called unanswered prayers. But I felt like it was going to go on deaf ears sitting next to you guys.
All right, well, I saw you praying next to me. I'm like, God damn, what's about to happen? Is the ship going down? Is that what you're talking about? The ship is going down.
I love her.
I have to.
I
have to
am in my, like, wet dream right now.
Between Sarah, like, this whole couch right here.
As far as, like, so used to not be.
I like how y'all have conversations.
I mean, I will, but, like.
What are we doing? Bitch,
I don't
I'm
know
telling
what's
you.
Happening.
We're
she told me I should feel how wet she is right
well,
now.
Well, no way.
I mean, I will, but like she not what? On camera.
I'm so shocked.
Until we can like, we can sell that.
Yeah, we need to record. What are you doing?
Bottle that shit up and put it on that wax.
I was going to say, like, I will feel it with my tongue in a minute.
Bree's face. She's like, why is sex happening without me right now? Why is this happening without me?
I'm just shocked. Okay.
Y'all, I will eat a box all day.
I need to see this.
With my tongue, I will.
Right. What?
I mean, in your defense, you are in a room with me.
I mean, I've just been
it does. I do have that.
Like, there's like a sexual energy in this room right now.
Can I have one?
I'm not peach. I'm pineapple.
Hey,
I need one.
I need a lot.
Yeah.
Is it
peach? I need something.
I detected kidney
not yet. I hadn't drank any whiskey today yet.
I had a girlfriend.
So you like dated a woman?
I used to only date women.
Oh, okay.
Really?
How was that?
You didn't see the picture of a while ago?
It was not.
You like He-Man.
I wish it would have like not been the types that I picked. I picked women that just looked like men. So it's everything about a dude except for the part that you really want.
Yeah.
And so it was like kind of. I know that was probably like a choice that I made. I was too young to make that choice. Anyways, went through years of relationships like that. And this girl, every time I went down on her, she tasted like metal. And not metal like period like metal. Like it was like a bar. It was like I was sucking on a bar of lead. And I was what is it? And it was miserable for me. So then I eventually one day was like, hey,
that's
like,
gnarly.
I told her that I started to taste like her, and I didn't, but I was like, I feel like, you know, we should get this checked out because I'm tasting like it now. And then she actually was going through kidney failure and got a kidney transplant and almost, and she was like, that was the only reason I found out, Years
that's
later, she had to get like a plane.
Oh my God, that is such a green.
You told this bitch she tasted like nickels.
My beige flag is I'm a human CAT scan. I'm a human MRI.
I don't even have beige flags.
Are you,
like,
are you sending
red.
Your resume right now? Are you putting in your resume?
Yes. No, this is my resume.
Okay.
Because I'm hiring.
Early onset kidney failure and then.
I've been needing to get that checked.
Same. We should just all round.
All spread it. Spread it.
Do our check us.
There's an amateur video that I used to watch on Tumblr whenever it was like a GIF, and it was this amateur video of these girls in a hotel room, and they're all taking turns eating this one girl out, and they're like doing a contest who can eat the best pussy.
How do you judge that?
I don't know.
Let's try it.
I'm sure there's a couple metrics you can go by.
I feel like that's pretty hard to gauge, like, especially whenever you got, like, favorites. You're like, she's not that good, but, like, I liked her personality the best.
That's why you need to do a glory hole, because you're blind. You can't even tell. You don't know who they are.
I'm just not sticking my dick through a hole and not knowing what's on the other side. There's something about
hole.
That petrifies me. Yeah,
but
good.
It's her, but it's Bree.
You don't know that.
Dude, I'm just gonna could pitch you imagine? It. Like, holy fuck.
Look at you being,
I mean,
like,
that's what you would want on the other side, but it's not gonna be. It's gonna be fucking whatever I said a while ago. You guys are fucking ridiculous.
You love it, though.
I do. I'm having fun.
Ooh.
I am having fun.
Sarah.
How long are we in this? How long have we been going?
I know. How long have we been
going?
Y'all ready to go out?
Yeah.
We're going to go get Ratchet on Broadway.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, y'all are probably.
Ow! We're all going to have an orgy. Let's be real.
Probably not.
Bree, look at her fucking smile there. She's so conniving.
Bree and I are both like. Bree and I are on the same page. Bree and I are the freaks of the group, for sure.
I couldn't take it serious.
Why?
I would laugh the whole time.
No, you wouldn't.
Because,
you would not once there
because
was...
Because I'm a fucking child, that's why.
You would
I would
not.
Be giggling the whole time.
Hey, damn. I'm a child.
Now I'm just
what
really...
What did we talk about before? I can't dirty talk anyway. Like, I like to say funny shit in the middle of it.
Yeah. Sarah texts. I tap that.
Damn it. Now I'm really horny.
What?
I same. Like, I'm going to go dry hump something in a bit.
Thank you for listening to Josh Terry Podcast. We're going to go drink some tequila and hopefully...
Ow!
God damn, this is going to get weird. Hey, let's go have a good time tonight. And then if we got to, tomorrow... I'm still recording, by the way. Just two seconds. Tomorrow, before my show, since it's not till 5 and all the shit's going to be set up, if this is shit, it's probably going to be shit, we'll record one at lunch tomorrow before we go.
All right. Amen. I don't think this is going to be shit, though.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of talking. I mean, it's funny. I just got to listen back to because there's a lot of this talking over. I want to make sure it's clear for the listener because y'all guys are great. I want them to be able to hear like it good.
Can we do it again, but like in pajamas?
We can do it naked. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I mean, excuse me. Excuse me. Let me take that back. Y'all can do it naked. I'm wearing my pajamas.
Okay, but if we're all naked, we're all entrepreneurs, and we're going to have to like
we're gonna sell that.
We're all entrepreneurs, and we got to sell it. We don't give shit away for free.
Anywho. Hey, Kaylee, hit stop record. You see the mouse right here? Thank y'all for listening to the show. We'll see you tomorrow. Let's hit stop recording.